Hello and welcome to episode 52 of Celiac.com Podcast Edition. In this episode, we talk about celiac disease in Sweden, a new test, sorghum, telomeres, probiotics, and crispy hash browns. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is your regular update on news and important topics from our website. Please leave a comment on our blog or write to the podcast edition directly. Our email address is podcast@celiac.com. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is sponsored by the Gluten-Free Mall. Since 1998, the Gluten-Free Mall has provided safe and convenient online shopping for people on restricted diets due to celiac disease, autism, ADHD, or other health reasons. The Gluten-Free Mall has the best prices and selection of gluten-free, wheat-free, casein-free, and other allergy-related health foods and special dietary products that you can find on the internet. Here's a special offer for our podcast listeners. If you shop at the Gluten-Free Mall between now and December 31st, 2012, use the term PODCAST11, that's podcast in all small letters, followed by the number 11, and get a 10% discount. Here's how you do it. When you're ready to check out from the Gluten-Free Mall, you'll see a coupon code box next to your total. To get your 10% off, make sure you write the term PODCAST11 using all small letters and the numerals 1-1. This does not count for shipping or taxes, limit one per customer, and offer not valid with other specials or promotions. Now, the news. Celiac rise in Sweden. Between 1984 and 1996, Sweden experienced a celiac disease epidemic among infants. Positive diagnosis rates quadrupled, then dropped abruptly 10 years later. Many factors could have been involved. However, the most prominent candidate was childhood vaccination, because immunologic responses to vaccination may influence the immune reaction toward gluten proteins, it might affect the risk for celiac disease in genetically predisposed individuals. However, recent research based on questionnaire data revealed no conclusive connection between Sweden's early vaccination program and the boost in celiac disease rates, which demonstrates that medicine is still a long way from understanding exactly which environmental factors contribute to contracting celiac disease. New celiac test. Recent studies report that a new testing system will offer quick, accurate, cost-effective diagnosis and monitoring of celiac disease. The technology was developed in the Celiac Disease Medics, or the CD Medics project, by a consortium of 20 partners with funding from the European Commission. The system is a result of a confluence of innovative technologies from several scientific disciplines, including microfluidics, nanotechnology, and genetic testing. In addition to celiac disease, the technology can also be used to diagnose and monitor a variety of other diseases, such as rheumatoid arthritis, spondylitis, thyroiditis, and even cancer, or any disorder detectable by the study of DNA or protein markers. Sorghum. Sorghum is an appealing alternative to wheat because it's already widely produced in the United States, primarily as feed. The problem is that sorghum is different from wheat and requires different processing methods to yield food products that are comparable to wheat counterparts. According to new research, the milling stage dramatically alters the properties of sorghum flour. Different particle sizes yield different results. So the consistency and taste of sorghum foods must be controlled at the milling stage of production. In addition to the taste and consistency, the research team found that particle size alters sorghum's glycemic index, so it is possible that a very specific milling practice could make products healthier, even perhaps compared to other gluten-free wheat alternatives, such as corn or rice. And now for some popular topics from celiac.com. Telomeres. Telomeres are considered to be the key to anti-aging As we age, our telomeres get shorter and shorter. Therefore, it is proposed that lengthening our telomeres might lead to a longer or healthier life. A recent study in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition shows that multivitamins can lengthen one's telomeres. This can be accomplished by specific vitamins such as B12, C, or E, and each of these is an antioxidant. They fight the damaging effects of oxidants and repair cell damage. Grass-fed beef, salmon, tuna, and milk all contain B12. Vitamin C is found in strawberries, grapefruit, and green bell peppers, and vitamin E is found in broccoli or almonds, for instance. It's probably easier to just take a multivitamin supplement, but be careful of formulas containing iron. Iron has been reported to induce a shortening effect on your telomeres. Probiotics. This story comes to us from the Spring 2012 Journal of Gluten Sensitivity. Be sure to take a look at our online sample or sign up for your very own copy at journalofglutensensitivity.org. The human gastrointestinal tract contains over 1,000 bacterial cells that form a unique, diverse, and dynamic microbial ecosystem known as gut microbiota. The genomes of all the intestinal microbes form the microbiome, a genetic environment 100 times larger than the human genome. The composition of gut microbiota is crucial for good health. Abnormalities in the composition of normal gut microbiota, known as dysbiosis, frequently result in the development of chronic inflammatory, autoimmune, and atopic processes, not only within the gut, but also in the distant body compartments such as skin, exocrine glands, muscles, joints, and even the brain. Recent studies show that even a strict gluten-free diet does not completely restore the normal gut microbiota. Levels of lactobacillus, enterococcus, and bifidobacteria were shown to be significantly lower in celiac fecal samples as opposed to healthy subjects. On the contrary, cell counts of potentially pathogenic microorganisms such as Bacteroides, Staphylococcus, Salmonella, Shigella, and Klebsiella were significantly higher in celiacs. Based on this data, one might propose that probiotics could serve as a valuable defense against illness for celiac patients. Crispy hash browns. Here's a great recipe for crispy hash browns that's sure to please your family at the breakfast table or any time. Get the full recipe on our website. Shred a pound of potatoes into a bowl. Fill that bowl with water. Then dump everything in the bowl into a strainer. Rinse the shredded potatoes until the water is clear. Get rid of the excess water. Use a paper towel to lightly dry your potatoes. Toss the potatoes in a bowl and coat them with Parmesan cheese. Heat 3 tablespoons of oil in a pan. Add the grated potatoes, spreading them out along the bottom of the pan. Flip when golden brown. Cook on the opposite side. Salt, pepper to taste. Drain and serve. And that's all for this episode of the podcast edition. From everyone here at celiac.com, thank you for listening.